Next up on Visual Wow.
The name of your show, Visual Wow, is one of the reasons I got into photography and love photography, because I want to be the guy that can go out and take a photo that makes somebody else go, wow, that's beautiful.
Ladies and gentlemen,
welcome to Visual Wow. The podcast for people passionate about live events. We're obsessed with creating and capturing those wow moments. This is the place the top pros come to share their secrets. Now, here's your host, Jack Hartzman.
Welcome back, Visual Wow community. I'm your host, Jack Hartzman. Thanks for tuning in. We welcome back Shawnee Cameras to the podcast and Alex Borquin. Los Angeles, both of them. We went to the left coast for today's broadcast. And gentlemen, welcome to the show.
Thanks for having me back, Jack.
Thank you. Honored to be here.
Alex, you have been invited to the show by my recently appointed associate producer, Shawnee Cameras, who's been on the program before in several capacities, I might add. And he speaks very highly of you. It sounds to me like he is in one form or another your mentor in your photographic journey. Tell me what that relationship has been like and how do you guys know each other for our listening audience?
I met Sean about 2 or 3 years ago, and we immediately traded stories, and Sean told me about, you know, what he does for a career. And I remember him telling me stories about filming like Ultra Music Festival and a couple other big events. And that's where my interest in photography started to grow. And about a year and a half ago, I reached out to Sean and told him I wanted to get a camera. And from there, I bought an older camera off of Sean. And that's where my passion into photography all began. It's all thanks to Sean, Shawnee Cameras.
Well, what a lot of our guests here on the Visual Wow podcast are very aware of and have come to the podcast for or because of is relationships. And my relationship with Sean goes back, 8 or 9 years at this point. And he really spoke very highly of you. Sean, what glimmer of light did you see in this young diamond in the rough here that is joining us on the podcast?
Well, yeah, like Alex said, 3 years ago, we met in Orange County. We were both living down there and had several acquaintances that knew each other. And that's pretty much how we met. And yeah, like, just like he said, I started telling him about some of the stuff that I did and he became like instantly enamored and totally fed my ego. 100%. I was like, wow,
but we all need that. We all need to have our ego fed once in a while.
And I was like living pretty low, like in my confidence and all that. But Alex, you know, so he helped me out. He brought me up. He was really interested and asked good questions about, you know, what it is I do and why, you know, we were there or what was going on. And it was just really cool. So we didn't like lose touch, but we drifted in different ways. Alex made his way up to like the Palisades, which is a very like, you know, nice area outside of Santa Monica. I ended up in Santa Monica, and then we reconnected about 2 years ago when we both kind of like landed up there, kind of kept up a dialogue every other month and just kind of check in, see what's going on. And then, yeah, one day he reached out to me about wanting to do photography. And I thought, what a great way. Not only as a young man in such a vast city, that what a great way to understand a new city or a city like Los Angeles, which is so iconic with landmarks and vistas and weather. Well, not now, but, you know, generally with, you know, golden hour and mountains and skylines. What a great way to explore it and to center and meditate. And now you can do it socially distanced and really, really just do something different than, I don't know what X, Y, or Z, you know, person is.
No, but you know, I grew up on the West Coast and I came east, and you guys both grew up on the East Coast and went West. So Alex, I think you mentioned to me that you're from Hartford, Connecticut. And yep. Sean, you're a DC native where I live now. And, you know, I dream for that golden hour. I grew up in San Francisco and boy, once you've seen the sunset over the Golden Gate, there's no other sunset to be seen. So, yeah.
Alex just did some really nice stuff actually up in San Francisco a couple months ago. Wasn't that sunny, but you got some really great dramatic, I think the fog rolling in, I think you got, bud?
I happened to go right when the forest fires began. So it was pretty scary looking up there, but yeah. Made for some interesting shots.
Yeah. So for anybody who doesn't believe in global warming or climate change, I grew up in the Bay Area in the late 60s and 70s, and we didn't have forest fires. they didn't have things that burnt all over the whole northeast quarter of our country. These things have all happened in the last 40 or 50 years, and it's just really ridiculous that nobody's picking up on the fact that something bigger than a match might be starting these fires. I digress. Anyway, Alex, the reason we've asked you on the show, besides the fact that Sean really likes you, is because you are not an established photographer with a big fancy studio and lots of overhead. You're a young apprentice, a young entrepreneurial photographer trying to cut his teeth and make his mark in the world artistically, and I hope professionally, so you can make a living at doing what Sean and I have had a passion for our whole lives. And I think the listening audience would like to hear the perspective. Look, you got some great work online. I have seen your work. It is not a poor product there. You've got some great stuff. I see that you have a tremendous passion for landscape, and you like drone photography, which I'm really envious about because I'm not a drone guy, but I really want to be when I grow up. So tell us what your journey's been like. So you got a camera from Sean a couple of years ago, and it opened up this world for you. How did you learn shutter speed and f-stop? Did it just come to you? How did you get on top of all that stuff?
Well, picking up a camera about a year and a half ago, I started on a Canon 7D, which is an older camera. I think it came out in 2009. And the best way, in my opinion, to learn how to use a camera is trial and error and through experience. And the name of your show, Visual Wow, is one of the reasons I got into photography and love photography, because going online or seeing in a magazine a photo that literally makes me go, wow. And for me, I really enjoy landscape photography and cityscapes and street photography and stuff like that. That really makes me go, wow. And I want to be the guy that can go out and take a photo that makes somebody else go, wow, that's beautiful. But this past year and a half of learning photography and how to use a camera has been a lot of trial and error and going out, taking a ton of what I think are really horrible photos, coming home being like, wow, that did not come out how I wanted it to come out. And going back out, finding another cool spot I could explore, take some photos of, and just learning by making adjustments on the camera and just seeing how photos come out. That's the best advice I could give someone, is just trial and error and just keep trying. And when you come home and you look at your photos, just ask yourself what went wrong or what went right. And that's really been my journey.
I love what you're saying. Are you self-funding this project? Are you selling any of your work? Is it still a hobby for you? What's the end game? Because I'm looking at your work on Instagram. And I got to tell you, Alex Up 86, by the way, for anybody who wants to follow Alex on Instagram. The guy's got 2,000 more followers than I do, which either means, well, it means that he's way, way better looking than I am, is what it really means. But I got to tell you, Alex, your work, if you told me that you're somebody who's not even 30 years old, I would never take that bet, because you have an incredible eye for composition. You've got a solid grasp of how the camera works. I know the 7D very well. My son used to have that camera, and I got to tell you, your work is stellar, and your work with drones is even more impressive. So whatever your secret is, kid, keep doing it, because you clearly know what you're doing.
I want to say something about that, and that I can't teach Alex. Like, he found that on his own, and it really goes back to our podcast, Jack, with David, where we talked about, I think I said it or whatever, but it was like, you know, learn the basics, learn framing, learn composition, learn patience, learn setting, like the scene, the mise-en-scène in front of you. Then learn, like you said, learn the shutter speed, learn the f-stops later. Know them, but, you know, but having those basic 101s, like framing, composition, subject matter, interesting settings, whatever, you know, I can't tell Alex where to go. Like, he did that all himself. And then once in a while, he would call back like, oh, how do I make that pop a little bit more? Oh, well, did you try, you know, bracketing, or did you try blending these images? No, I didn't try that. Maybe I'll try. Boom. 2 days later, gorgeous fucking image comes out of like Dodger Stadium. And I'm like, wow, dude, look at those colors pop. That's incredible. How'd you do that? Oh, I bracketed. Good job, dude. But you know, so it goes back to just the 101 that you were saying, Jack, that trial and error, what he said, and then just finding like the basics of photography to gravitate to and start to understand those. And then the other stuff should come naturally later, like f-stop, shutter speed, ISO.
No, absolutely. And honestly, Alex, I don't mean to blow this much smoke up your ass or anything, but I got to tell you something. a young man with your level of experience should not have the grasp to capture, not just capture, but have the wherewithal to be able to present what you're presenting here on Instagram.